I don't like people calling me Muslim. That is why you see, observe my letter from beginning to end, I didn't mention anybody's name. I spoke generally. Okay, so don't mention me Muslim. Don't mention me Muslim.
And going to Mana for prayer.
Alright. You see, when you visit anybody that is practicing singing, okay? You visit anybody, I've not visited this man before. Alright, I've had several stories about him, but I've not been there. You get it? If the story that people are saying about him is true, alright, he is doing things that are against the teachings of Islam. Alright, I've had a lot of stories, but me, I've not been there. Alright, but generally, what Islam says, do not visit anybody who practices singing. Alright, who practice fortune telling or who practice soothsaying. Someone who claims to have knowledge of the unseen can tell you what your problem is doing before you tell it. Because these kind of people are working with the king. Alright, they are working with the king. And the king can do so many things for them. Alright? Like somebody who told me that when he goes to pray Zuru and Azir and everything in Makkah. I said, it's possible. The king can take you down and bring you back. It's not impossible. Very example of Prophet Suleiman. The jinn helped him to do that, didn't it? The jinn told him that he went to the king, was traveling from her place down to the man's place. One of the jinn said, I can go and bring her throne and bring her anything before she arrived there. You get it? So it's possible. So these people are working with the jinn. So don't be carried away with the miracle they perform, right? It's jinn. When you come and he begins to tell you your problem, before you say, hey, this is where this man is from. No, it's jinn. Right? Because every human being has a jinn attached to him. So his own jinn will ask your jinn even before you talk, and your jinn will inform him. What's your problem? So we know they are three. Get it? So anybody that visits a fortune teller or if somebody practices the first said, Man Atta, Al Rafan, Pastor Jacobo, Bima Yahun, Pastor Kafara, Bima Unzila, Allah Muhammad. Whoever visits this kind of people and believes in what he says, then the person has disbelieved in what has been revealed to Prophet Muhammad. Alright? Another hadith says, Man Atta, Al Rafan. ثم لم يصدقه لا تقبل له صلاة 40 يوما whether visiting a fortune teller and does not believe in what has been told just for visiting alone his prayers will not be accepted for 40 days. Alright, his prayers will not be accepted for 40 days. You see, when the Sharia says that your prayer will not be accepted for 40 days, what it means is that you see, when you pray in Islam, your prayer fulfills 2 things. Alright, one is that you are fulfilling an obligation. Two, you are entitled to a reward for that obligation. Those are 2 things. Now, when the Sharia says that your prayer will not be accepted for 40 days, what it means is that you will continue to pray. Alright, you will fulfill that prayer, will fulfill the obligation, but you will not be entitled to reward. That is the meaning of when the Sharia says your prayer will not be accepted for 40 days. It is not 40 days. Prayer for the day. No, not just that. No, you continue to pray, but you have no reward. But your prayer will fulfill the obligation of prayer. Because so, whether this is a fortune teller, because it and does not believe, okay, his prayer will not be accepted for 40 days.
Now, the next question: if somebody should not be called a captain or a midship,
If he did not regret before death,
what about someone whose kalima is nullified? Okay. The next one is he has not was turned away from Allah.
I don't know what the first one is not clear. I don't know what this person is trying to say, but what I want to say is this. You see, when I say, maybe I'm talking about somebody who takes an intermediary between him and Allah, but not that he supplicates directly to that intermediary. He supplicates to Allah through the intermediary. And then such a person does not become in charge. He committed a minor sin. Okay? So he committed a minor sin equivalent to a major sin. When somebody supplicates directly to the intermediary, ask the intermediary to grant his wish or prevent him from his fear. That's when he committed a major sin. That's when he becomes a kafir. Then I also say that if a person commits a major sin in this world, so long as he repents before he dies, Allah Ta'ala will feel for him. It is when you die committing major sin without repenting, that is when there is no room for forgiveness. Maybe this answer still clarifies the question, but I truly don't understand what the Prophet is trying to say. Alright? Then what about someone whose kalima is nullified? Has he not turned away from Allah? When somebody's kalima is nullified, alright, of course, he has turned away from Allah. And what we do is to ask that person to repent and repeat the kalima so that he can continue to be a Muslim. That's all.
Please, the question should be straight and direct to that person. That's why even some of the questions used to reframe them in the proper way that we can understand them. The next question, somebody is saying, well, can we use this avenue? This venue to work on the frame to pronounce and reframe our law, our permission to be kind.
Menina, I should tell all of you to repeat Kalimat Shahada. Whoever knows that he has done something among the nullifiers of Kalimat Shahada that I mentioned, and such a person should repent sincere repentance, not just to repeat the Kalimat, there has to be sincere repentance, regret your action, show remorse to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and repeat the Kalimat, so that you continue to be a Muslim.
And the last question, inshallah, from the Imam, is going or attending. We carry, we promote, we also work, we buy, and we also consume heavily. So during Ramadan, a lot of people are complaining that there is bad market. The beer part of during Ramadan, they are what? They are complaining of bad market. What does that show? That one of the apostles of an Abu, Ramadan is definitely no matter what you don't drink in the afternoon, you will drink in the night. For that has reduced the market. Suppose I'll be drinking all day, but now it's only one, only in the night, and let it reduce what? The last and the 12 million seconds. So it should us clearly that we have something that I was, that I'm drinking. And just as you say, the ulama, the honor of the Kelvin, promoting the king now, given what? Is on the shoulders of the scholar. So inshallah, we will find and we package all this information and we will address this. And position of what is now packing it in branding evidence and the ideas of our local Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam help us get totality about organic business so as a Muslim to know his position, to know his stand on this world, on this Yambar Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, give us our mistakes, and Allah give us and knowledge. Before we go, take somebody to a winning token. If you know it is your own, this is a form of living. Somebody lost money, they seek to check their performance.